They're blotters, B-L-O-T, blot. And that's not a bad word. Just ask urban planning professor Margaret Dewar from the University of Michigan.
Blots are properties between the size of an entire block and just a lot. So they are consolidations of multiple lots.
Keep in mind, Detroit was built tightly packed with working class homes. So as the city lost 60% of its population, it left these gaping holes in the DNA of neighborhoods. Blotters aren't waiting for the city to fix that.
I call it an everyday remaking. It's every day there's a little step in this direction of remaking by people who are pretty invisible. But over time, it becomes a dominant feature of the city.
People like space. Dewar sampled tax foreclosed properties resold by the city up to 2005. She found more than a quarter were bought by the homeowner next door. Still, the easiest way to find blotters in Detroit is just to look for a very long fence. Like this one, on a lonely stretch of the Brightmoor neighborhood. Behind the fence is the house Paula Bashir's grandfather bought in 1925.
It's been here in the family for four generations, so it's like 86 years.
And then the four vacant lots, tended by Bashir's son, Paul Brown.
I planted in some cherry trees and two apple trees. I'm attempting to grow some grapevines. I'll let you know when I figure out how to get that going good.
The little orchard, the raspberry patch, the gardens, they're a relief from the pit bulls, the burnt house, and the emptiness across the street. But there's a catch.
This one's actually a city lot.
So you don't own this lot?
No. I'd like to, but they want to sell it. More than willing to buy it off of them.
Turns out the only lot the family actually owns is the one that's farthest from the house. Brown says the city owns the next lot in, and then the county, and then the city the one after that. He says the family tried to buy the middle lots years ago, but were told no. So why go to all this trouble?
Because we live next door to it. If you go up the next block from here, you'll see what it would look like. Just overgrown brush piles, trash, car parts. And it's only from stubbornness and perseverance that it keeps it from becoming a debris pile.
So, should cities like Detroit make it easier to take over vacant space? Well, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, even post-Katrina New Orleans all have adjacent lot programs on the books already. In Cleveland, a homeowner can buy the lot next door for as little as a dollar. In Detroit, $200. Chicago, $1,000. Detroit's new planning director, Rob Anderson, says that puts land back on the tax rolls. It promotes pride. It consolidates neighborhoods.
Then that's one parcel that we can rely on a citizen to take care of that the city really can't afford to take care of.
Anderson says Detroit has sold about 1,000 of these lots in recent years. But the city owns a staggering 60,000 parcels of land, most of it vacant. So planners have just started reevaluating the program in southwest Detroit to see how to expedite and promote it.
We think it's a tool that really is well suited for this area that we're working in. And if we can get it right here, it's easily transferred to the rest of the community.
Do you think this tool has been underutilized in the past?
Looks like it to me.
As I was leaving the planning department, an aide mentioned that it can take years for residents to get through the process of buying the lot next door. Rob Anderson was shocked. He said the department's new goal will be 30 days. For Changing Gears, I'm Kate Davidson.